Bye. Okay, actually, Goha, at first Goha went with Thupa's church, and then when Ongba knew it, and they sent me to the center where they got together and ready to go to America, right? Because they have the whole church. But then, this is just a side story. Then I went there and asked her to go home. I got so upset because by that time, she already got together with kind of, you know, like Yuhua. So that Yuhua was her piano teacher. The young people always fall in love with the piano teacher. Anyway, so I got her back home. And Ongba is very happy, but I got kind of upset that in this situation, anybody can have chance to get out, then must go. Then she said, if we stay here, then we all die, you know, all together, but we all die, right? Oh, under communism. So anyway, then after that, then Goha left with her office. They lift everything up, lift up all the people from that foundation, the Burisma Foundation, to take care of the Vietnamese-American orphans.
Okay.
So they lift the home office, the home employees, to go to America. So they pick up a hat. Grab Bác Hạnh with Cô Hà. Then Bác Hạnh and Cô Hà went with Cô Hà in Chú Quỳnh.
What year?
In 1975.
Right.
It's a few days before April 30th.
Okay. Wow.
I left on April 30th. The last minute, the last flight, the last helicopter that pick up people, the leftover people from the airport.
So Go Hao went with her employer and took Bác Hạnh
and Go Hà.
And Go Hà.
Yeah.
So that's how they ended up in Philadelphia?
Because her office, I think that the headquarter was is over there. I think. I didn't ask, but they got
So that was the three of them? Did how about Chu Quỳnh?
Chu Quỳnh, yeah, with Chu Quỳnh.
And Chu Khoa as well or no?
Chu Khoa left with his church.
Oh right.
His
right.
Church also stay somewhere in East Coast, right?
The Adventist, right?
Yeah, Seventh Adventist Church.
Mm-hmm.
So then finally Goha again when they got together again when they
in Philadelphia.
Goha, in Philadelphia.
Okay. What was the employer? Goha's employer.
Goha was working for the Burisma Convention. Burisma.
Can you spell it? Can you write it?
Burisma.
Pearl?
Buck. I think Buck.
Pearl
somewhere.
Buck.
This is the let me see. The writer. She is the daughter of a missionary.
Oh, Pearl Buck. Yeah.
Buck.
Okay. Yes.
You know that?
I think
so. She wrote many stories about Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
The famous one is I remember the main character is Wang Lung.
Mm-hmm.
Wang Lung in The Good Earth.
Mm-hmm.
The Good Earth is
she was working for
Pearl Buck Foundation.
Pearl Buck Foundation.
They used that name.
Oh.
And then that foundation takes care of all the half Vietnamese, half American orphans.
Okay.
That's why they evacuate. That's why they evacuate the home office, the home employees. Only the janitors, who they don't care. They have no idea what communists are. So they stay behind. And when the director of when the director of the Perth Foundation left together with all the people, the staff, and the orphans, I guess, if there are some, I don't know whether they have orphans in there, but they took care of the orphans,
mm-hmm.
half and half orphans, okay? So, oh, are you recording?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know.
That's okay.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
So you have to summarize it because I talk too much with something else.
It doesn't matter. It's just no one will listen to it.
Okay, so when do I start?
No, you just were telling me about the foundation that when they were packing up.
Okay.
And then
so the Co Hào introduced me to the new director, and mm-hmm. the old director got one of his friends and to name him as director of that foundation. And this gentleman is the, you know, like the head of a religious sect. They call Subut, Subut, I think something like that,
okay.
Subut. And he wanted just to take his followers out of Vietnam, their own Vietnamese who don't speak a word of English. And so they are his followers.
Oh, so
and
this was the Pro Buck still?
No, there's nothing to do with Pro Buck.
Oh, okay.
He just got the job, but just the job because the director just gave him that job and said, you take care of this office. Okay,
so it's Subut.
No, take care of the Postbox Foundation.
Oh, okay, but he had nothing to do with it. He got it from his friend.
Yeah, from his friend,
okay.
The director of the Postbox Foundation.
Okay.
Just named him
okay.
after the director left. So he took advantage of this position to bring his followers to America
mm-hmm.
through the American embassy because. Anyway, he's still like at the Perth Foundation. He's still the office there. The sponsored by the Americans,
mm-hmm.
right? So the Americans actually by that time is a chaos. Nobody knows what to do. Whatever, it's a chaos. So they still got in touch with the Perth Foundation in order to evacuate more employees. So this man put all his followers as Perth employees.
Mm.
And Co Hào introduced me to him. He said, take this help of my sister and my family to get out. So it's okay. But then he's so happy because all his followers don't speak English. All the employees, prospects employees left behind, no English. So I took him by my motorcycle in different offices in Saigon.
Uh-huh.
Go around. We went around for like this and that. This place, that place. For some reason, now I don't remember. But then finally, I took ông bà, gia đình bác Huyên, yeah, the Bắc Tân bác Huyên, and all seven kids out of Vietnam through this foundation Go House office. So.
So you took Ông Bà.
Mm-hmm.
Bác Huyền.
Bác Tân, Bác Huyền.
And all seven kids.
And his seven kids.
And you added them to the list that the.
Yeah.
That the Pearl Buck.
Perspect.
Through the organizer.
Yeah.
The religious man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So. Then when the bus from the embassy came to pick up us up to take us to go to the airport, right? And then, as I told you, the bus already half full. and then that director, now I forgot his name, that director decided to leave all the old people behind. Old people cannot get on the bus. So I stepped out. I said, if you don't let my parents go, I will stay with my parents. I won't go. So I said, okay, go. Because he's so scared of losing me. He can communicate with all his followers. Anyway, so we went to the airport. Actually, the airport, there are two parts. One is regular airport of the Vietnamese government, right? And the next to it is the for the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
They call it DAO, but now I don't know what it is, what stands for. We can check later. DAO. We went to the American side, right? And then waiting. 2 days, 3 days old. I know, I don't remember.
You just sleep in the airport?
Yeah. I slept there. Because they have a big like hangars, big house.
Did you stay as a family with Ông Bà?
Ông Bà, yeah. With a lot of people. A lot of other people also. We were waiting for the flight to come.
Mm-hmm.
For the plane to come. And no planes. Then suddenly on... I don't remember what day. I have the memo somewhere down here to know exactly what day the communists bombarded the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the down, you know, it's one area, the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Then the plane completely could not come, could not take off. So that is the time they decided to send the helicopters, that they call Chinooks. I don't know if you know the Chinooks.
Yeah.
Chinooks. They sent the helicopters from the 7th Fleet outside of the ocean to come and pick up the people from the airport, from different places in the city that they already planned ahead. So which area, which spot they would come to pick up, the helicopter would come to pick up the people. So so on the 30th, April 30th. The helicopter started coming the whole day. But then a lot of people from down already went out because they saw that that's hopeless to stay inside, right?
Mm.
And even Bak Tan told me, let's go home and try to go different way. Go down to Gantel province where his brother is stationed there.
Mm-hmm.
And we may escape by boat.
Mm.
That's what Bak Tan proposed. And I told him, well, I still saw the MP and the American soldiers around here. So we just wait until last minute to see what happened because the American soldiers still around. So that's why we stay. And a lot of people already left the airport because it's hopeless, right?
Yeah.
So and finally they sent two helicopters in this area down. See, each helicopter can take 50 people.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we stay in one side and the other side with a gate. Whoever got the name come, because they have all the list. All the list of people who would take the plane, the regular plane, to go, okay, to get out. But it's still, the American soldiers still got the whole bunch of list. And they go, the family of this day and age with 7 people, let's say so. Nobody answered. Some went to this side and then to go to the helicopter, right? The helicopter area. So when I realized that, I told my button, I said, if they call twice and nobody move, then whatever the name, we have to go. Because they don't check the ID or anything by that time. And I told back them. And Trâm cũng nghe thấy, với lại như là Tuấn hay là Trúc gì đó, không có nhớ đứa nào nữa. Thì khi mà gọi tên ông, family of Nguyễn something, family of Nguyễn something, thế là nó định bỏ đêm rồi. Mẹ giơ tay, yeah, here. Thế là mẹ bác tên Trâm với một đứa bé, nó không biết Tuấn hay là Trúc, có thể là Trúc tại nó bé, đi qua cái gate đó, hả? We went through cái gate đó. Ông bà bác khuyên with the rest just sat there.
Oh my gosh. Waiting.
And then we keep waving them. They did not move.
Oh no.
Then bác tên and I and Trâm and the little one had to go back. I said, oh, sorry, it's not my family. I have to say so. Then I told all of them, whenever I stood up and leave, you have to follow me. Regardless of the name, I have to whisper to them. Okay? So finally, we got 3 group laps. Then we are let's say 3 group, we have group number 2, and then the third group, 150 people, right, left in that area with 2 helicopters. So finally, they said, drop everything up. Nobody carries nothing, no luggage, no nothing, just you have the clothes on, and that's it. Nobody can carry anything. It's 25 people in the middle group, 25 people on this side, and join the first group, 25 people join the third group. And they split to get on the 2 helicopters. That's at 7 p.m. on the 30th of April. The last plane in the airport on American side, that's where we were. Oh my god. And jump when they say, okay, leave everything, nobody can carry anything, no bag, no nothing, they jump, put on the 3 pants, 3 shirts. Well, she's fast thinking. At least she did that. Anyway, that's why we left the airport. And at the airport, by the night, the communists bombarded the airport. Everybody went down to the trenches. They at the airport, they have a lot of trenches. They dig around. So, and then everybody went down to the trenches. And I told my button, I said, wow, I better die clean and I don't want to go down to the trenches. You never know if you find caca there. So back then, well, if you don't go down there, well, I stay up there also. Only me and back then stay up
above
the trenches. And you know what? There is a piece of the bombs.
The shrapnel?
Yeah. Fell very near to my head. And when I saw it, it's still red. It's still like a charcoal red.
Hot. Yeah.
Hot. So So at the at daytime, when it stopped, right, everybody went up above from trenches, and then I grabbed that piece of bomb.
Wow.
And I carry in a, and I brought to America. But now I don't know when, after three times moving, I don't know where I put. Maybe still in one of the boxes I had never opened in the basement.
Gosh.
I don't know. But anyway, so when we went to Seventh Fleet, in the ocean, then the helicopter, you know, dropped us off on the big, I don't know, in the deck, on the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to go with a very steep ladder to go down to the ship. Then there's an American soldier, say they just help us to go down, and down there there's another soldier to help. And when I got to that, but before I stepped down, I said, "Thank you very much. You saved my life." Lúc đó mẹ sổ thấy nó mừng quá, mừng khóc lên nữa. No. So, "Thank you very much. You saved my life." So, ông nói, "Well, we have been waiting for you guys for weeks already out here." Lúc đó, by that time, I did not really understand at all. How come he say so? I did not understand. Until, you know, later on, when I was in a refugee camp in Arkansas, I started getting all the old, I went to the library, all the newspaper, the old newspaper, to start reading. I said, oh my God, they already knew, and I was so stupid, I did not know anything, what's going on, and they already knew long time ago that they would, you know, leave Vietnam, and the Vietnam would lose for the communists. So I said, oh, now I understand why. Because the American already prepared to evacuate certain people.
Mm.
So that's why the Seventh Fleet, all the in the ocean waiting, and then they lift people up by airplane, and the last minute by helicopter to go to the ship.
Wow. How long? So you didn't know that you had to run to escape, or did you?
Yes,
know? You
I did know, but I did not know in detail that I did not know that they waited for.
How long did you prepare to run, everyone? Like, what you need to talk about with Ong and Ba? Like, we need to go.
Gosh, I don't remember exact, but we actually on December the year before in 1974. By that time, I worked as director of the programming department of a television education television center. Because when I went to Buenos Aires,
mm-hmm.
I got I studied how to manage a television center, so I know a lot about television. So when I went back to Vietnam in 1973, when my husband passed away by car accident, because my husband was a diplomat. So I went back, then I showed my degree, and I got the job as head of programming department for ETV.
Mm-hmm.
So ETV just produced all the educational program and the broadcast on the national TV. Just a program from us. So it's by the Jesuit priest.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So Dr. Seuss is famous about education, mm-hmm. you know, anyway. So I was head of the programming department. So in December, there was a seminar, a conference in Singapore for all the head of department of mass media in Asia. So the center sent me to Singapore to attend that conference. So in December, I still did not know anything about Luz. Mm. Stupid of me.
So
in December, still
within nothing. A matter of Wait, months.
Yeah, all
just
months.
Just a couple months.
When we came back, around 2 days before Christmas, I went back. So after the conference, I stayed behind about a few days shopping. Well, very, very cheap over there, and I bought a lot of stuff home. Then so by that time, I think I had no idea that we are going to lose Vietnam.
Mm.
Or the idea there, but still
not real.
Yeah. Because actually, before going back, when my husband got the order to go back, because he stayed there 5 years already.
Mm-hmm.
So usually for the diplomats, they don't want you to stay longer than more than 5 years in one country.
Mm-hmm.
So he was called back, and then he prepared. I still have the passport, Argentina passport. He prepared it. In Argentina, actually, you can buy, but you can get anything. Permanent residence or citizen or whatever. So we bought that. We got a Chinese friend who know everything. So I had the passport. My husband told me, you don't go back to Vietnam. It's dangerous now. The situation. By that time, a lot of people already know, but I did not pay much attention. Oh, right now I forgot. But she said, no, you go to stay with the uncle. It's back home's family in California. Mm. Because by that time, my uncle was head of the Vietnamese department in Defense Language Institute in Monterey.
Okay.
So that you go there and maybe you get a job there. You stay there until I go home. Then if nothing happened, then I will go to another post again abroad because he's diplomat there. Then you can join me by that time, but you don't go back to Vietnam. Then finally on that, you know, that night, we got two invitations, the farewell party for us to go back to Vietnam, like for him to go back to Vietnam. So two invitations. One is in town, one is far in the countryside. So he told me, oh, you stay in town and go to that party, and I drive to the other party. That's why he got the accent on the way back. Anyway, then of course I went back to Vietnam.
Mm.
And then then December 74, I still went to Singapore to attend that conference. And then when I came back, I think that is the time that we start thinking about trying to escape.
Mm.
I already tried many places, but finally I gave up because there's no, you know, no sources to. I did not work for the Americans.
Mm. Yeah, so you didn't.
I did not work for that high position for the government, because by that time when my husband died, that's it.
Yeah.
See, I was a nobody. Mm-hmm. But even I work for the EDV Center for the Jesuit priest, but still, I was a nobody. So I gave up. After I gave up, I felt so good. So, and then I went to, well, before I got married, I work for, but this is very secret. I work for the Americans to operate a program like they call psychology operation, something PSYOP, operation, to send the propagandas to the north, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in our secret operation, we pack up the small radio,
mm-hmm.
so they can hear our radio station. We set up the radio ready to turn on, and then that our radio station propaganda against communism. So, and we pack up also some materials, some needles, some all the stuff that in the north they are very poor.
Mm-hmm.
So we pack in a small box like this, and we wait for the tide to go, and then we drop on the sea, on in the ocean, and all these boxes will go to the village around the coast, and the people over there. Later, we found out that they are very happy in waiting for those. And then sometimes we got the fishermen people from the north outside. And then we just pick them up, get them on the ship, give them gift, and then let them go. So give them a lot of gift, let them go. And then that's why when those people went outside, I work for that secret operation. So when under that is the radio station they called Gum Thieng Ai Quốc, and above that is another radio station, the Voice of Freedom. Okay, so that's American, sponsored by American Embassy also, people, American Embassy. So when I went to, and then there is another one, it's called the Mother of Vietnam, another radio station under the same building. So there's a lot of operations there. Small department taking care of all this stuff. Okay, then when I decided not to go anywhere, not to look for a way to get out, I went to that radio station. I paid them a visit because when I came back, I already have a lot of friends working there, right? And I went there and talking. And then by that time, already a lot of people escaped by plane. We know it. That's why I went all over to see how to get out. But then they said, wow, give up, no way, we are nobody. Gohao already left with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very close. Then I went to the office and I talked to them. I said, we stay behind and we're waiting. One day we'll go to the airport and receive all the people who already escaped. They will come back because we heard that in the north there's a revolution and they turned upside down, no more communists. We were so happy. All rumors.
Yeah.
All rumors. Mm-hmm. And then the South Vietnam, then another rumor. South Vietnam will become like a neutral country.
Mm-hmm.
No capitalism, no communism. In the middle. So I was laughing with some friends there. then the director of that, the whole thing, he is Park Won's friend. So, and he went upstairs when we were laughing upstairs, and he called me, "Han, come on, go to my office, I want to talk to you." So I went down to his office and said, "Go home and try to get out. Don't stay here and laughing nonsense."
Wow. So then you, and then it was real.
Yeah. By that time, I said, "Oh my God, I still did not have chance to." Okay. By that time, Guhao did not go yet, almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because by that time, she did not introduce me to the right. director. Because on the day she left, she called me and said, "Jiang, I was working in my office. Jiang, come here, come here, come here, come here. I want to introduce you to the director, and he may help you and the whole family to get out."
Mm-hmm.
And then I left it all off my office. And then,
wow.
By that time...
It's fast.
Yeah, everything fast. A few days before, then the director of that, finally he was, you know, picked up by the helicopter, and he came here, and he still owned the radio station, Little Saigon Radio. Still now it's going on. He already passed away a few
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and he told me, hey, come here. Come down to my office, I want to talk to you. He said, "Go home and try to get out. The situation is desperate. We definitely will lose the South Vietnam. Try to get out."
Oh my gosh.